and questions, comments, brilliant insights. Yeah.
The concern for the suffering that's caused for others by one's actions. But so having done unskillful actions in the past that created suffering,
yeah.
And being aware of how the tendency to personalize, how can it just be like over and done? So like the spending fast, it's been acknowledge,
Well, that's where the contemplation of the Four Noble Truths is so important. Right? This is suffering. So really saying, yeah, this is suffering. It's sort of like, as a human being, I have the opportunity to learn from the past and move on to skillful action in the future. I don't have to be like a dog that sort of barfs stuff up and goes back and eats it again, you know? And you because oftentimes it is that sense of it gets so we personalize it so much and it's a storyline about me, and so that they really have to see the suffering in it, and it's that and the understanding of that the non-self, this is not me, this is not mine, this is not what I am or who I am. That refrain is not an abdication of responsibility, but it's an understanding of, this is the way that I can put things down and move on, move past the things that are still creating suffering for myself.
Also, another lesser than Sutta addresses that, I think, pretty nicely, the conch trumpet.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's basically acknowledging the, the past karma that you've created through unskillful action, but that surely you will experience, worse results from that if you sit there and constantly dwell on it and say, for sure I'm going to suffer because I did this. Then you set yourself up to actually gel that into place, and then realizing that you do need to recognize it and move on, through making a commitment not to do that again, and further cultivating really super positive mind states like the Brahma-Viharas.
Yeah, and that's one of the discourses where sort of that power of loving kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity are really put down front and center for that which allows these past action to dissolve or to be ameliorated, overcome.
With that simile of spoonful of salt in a glass of water versus the spoonful of salt in Ganges.
What's the name of that
sutta? It's the conch trumpeter or conch trumpeter. It's in the
Sanyuta,
the discord, headman, the collection about village headman.
Yeah, it's in the collection of village headman. Yeah, was it Abhisanda or something? Sanyuta 42. Sutta number 8. this goes everywhere with me. It's in that collection, it's called the conch trumpet, and that's a really, and there's a good explanation as well.